those programs, if we can take those dollars and reinvest in areas where we think we can have a long-term sustainable competitive advantage by being great, needs to be a big part of what we all do together.
Yeah. I think you're absolutely right. The programs have to be great, and because that's ultimately that's the most important competitive advantage that you can create over anybody else. And then people will come to your school if you have a program that's great. But if I may, Mr. Chairman, you know, we talk a lot about tuition, which is very important. But I think what you have to also think about is the total cost of education. I think one of the factors is you have tuition, you have room and board, you have everything else, and then you also add to the fact, how long does it take to graduate? You were talking earlier about graduation rates. I mean, if we can reduce average graduation rates from 6 years to 5 years, you've reduced the cost of education for that person by 12.5%. I think that's a focus we have to bring in a lot into these discussions also.
Okay, and I know Sid's got something to share with us.
This is very important discussion. And I think one of the key things that we're not talking about here that I think a lot of parents, a lot of especially parents, but students look to is not only what it costs to get in and the kind of experiences, but what happens when you leave. And I think we need to take a good look at the success that our undergraduates have is getting on, either getting jobs, how well they pass proficiency exams, like if there are nursing programs, how are they doing in the nursing exam or accounting students. Also, what graduate schools are they getting into? Are they successful in going on if they want to do that? Same thing at with our professionals. So I think you've got to really look not just what it takes to get in and what happens while you're there, but you've got to really look at the ultimate outcomes and what differences they're making. One of the great strengths, and we talk about this in with our fundraising things, is we have a tremendous, one of our strengths is the size of our alumni body. And a lot of people come here because they want to be known as part of the University of Illinois alumni body. Regardless of what campus, but especially for the Springfield students or graduates, and our Chicago graduates, they know about what it means to be a University of Illinois alum regardless of what campus they've come from. So we've really got to look at those ultimate outcomes and compare ourselves as to how our alums are doing with respect to, let's say, those who have graduated from the University of Phoenix's and so forth. So we need to also focus on those ultimate outcomes.
If that thing shows up in a peer group, I'm going to reject it. But I appreciate those comments. I think that makes, you know.
And it's why a lot of parents are willing to pay more dollars if they know that when their kid goes through that school, that the ultimate thing is they're going to be able to get into graduate school or get a job at the end of the business as opposed to just having a degree and not find a job.
Karen?
In our committee yesterday afternoon, we discussed a little bit another item related to all this, and that's the yield of enrollment. And you have to be careful not to read too much into that, because for one thing, with technology now, students are applying at a lot more colleges. But I've been interested in that has declined for us. You know, we get more applications, but fewer percentage of the students who are accepted are choosing to come here. Now, maybe they're not the students we particularly want, but to me, that's something we need to keep an eye on, too. I think it's important.
I think the big question that you raised, it'll fold into the discussion at the retreat, too, because it isn't just technology, but technology is pushing the question because of the low cost or no cost part of your big question. And the conference that Karen and I attended, the Association of Governing Boards, had a lot of discussion around this. One thing, just to throw it out there, it's not an answer, but I think it's going to have to be included in the conversation, is if you think back on your own experiences, what really made a difference to you in your education, many people would say was the